mountain laurel. I've heard of it, but we don't have any.
Rhododendron. Okay, how about a flowering tree? Shiny, big shiny leaves. You know, you got these around here. All big shiny leaves with big white flowers and leaves. A prickly seed pod about the size and shape of a cucumber on it.
Oh, magnolia.
Okay. 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 If a married man doesn't want to make up her own man, excuse me. If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she says, "I must ask my
husband."
Okay. And the same thing. If a man wants to do the same thing, he says, "I must ask my
wife."
Okay. A woman who's lost her husband's called a
widow.
Okay. And a man whose son you are, the man whose son you are, is called your
father.
Okay. What do you call your father when? What did you call your father when you were a little boy?
Daddy.
Okay. What would most of your friends when you were a little boy? What did they call their fathers?
Daddy.
Okay. What did you call your mother?
Mama.
Okay. Your father's. Okay, and your father's wife. It's called your
mother.
Right. Okay. That's a little bit different.
Uh-huh.
And both your father and your mother together are called your
mother and father.
Are together the one word for both of them are called your
parents.
Right. Okay. Okay. Your father's father is called your
grandfather.
Okay. And your his wife would be your
grandmother.
Okay. You got any other terms that you might use for those when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah, with grandpa.
Okay. Okay. Any special terms?
Grandma.
Grandma or Pawpaw. Or
yeah. That's my kids call my daddy Pawpaw now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And your sons and daughters are called your...
children.
Okay, do you have any other terms to use for them? Like if you're talking to your friends, you say, my...
Well... Okay, you know, my kids.
Okay, you don't say youngins or anything.
Oh, I might say that, yeah.
Okay. How about a pet name for a child? You say he's a cute little... if you're talking about a little child, you say he's a cute little...
fella.
Fella, okay. See... How about something that's on wheels and you can put a baby in it and roll them down the street?
Carriage.
Okay. You put the baby in a carriage and you go out and blank it. You
push it.
Okay. Or if you're moving along, you say you're
pushing the baby.
Okay. You wouldn't say that you might be rolling it or airing it or anything. Okay. Airing the baby. How would you say your children range in age? For example, Sally is the blank of my... If Sally was your child, he said, Sally is the blank of my children.
She oldest.
Okay. Or a boy of 20 in comparison with brothers of 14 and 16 is the boy of 20 is the...
oldest.
All right, besides the oldest, you might speak of him in terms of being grown up. Or you say he is the... Would you ever use a comparative form of grown up?
No.
Like I said, most grown up, but the grown up is?
No.
Okay. Or Jim is grown up, but all of the boys, Tom is, you still say the oldest, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your children are your sons and?
Daughters.
Okay, and one of them would be?
Son or daughter.
No, daughter, okay. Your children and boys, your children are boys and?
Girls.
Okay. If a woman's going to have a child, you say she's
pregnant.
Okay. Is there any terms that you might have used outside of that? For example, when you were younger, that you may not have wanted to say that around.